This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul, Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Well, hey, thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who's a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoiled hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And right now, one exceptional American, actually four exceptional Americans, are down. Shooting this morning, 7:15 a.m. East Coast time, at a baseball field in Virginia. A shooter comes onto the field with a long gun and starts shooting people. Steve Scalise, a congressman from Louisiana, shot, seriously wounded. The shooter, described as a man with black hair and a blue shirt, that's all we know. The shooter randomly starts shooting at people. Two armed officers who happened to be with them as a security detail, because Steve Scalise is the majority whip. Leadership has a security detail. Now, I find this, I'm going to stop right there for a second, because I am going to go out on a limb here and discuss a situation that I found several years ago, and I raised red flags about it at the time. I attended the California Democratic Convention several years ago, and Nancy Pelosi was there. She sat at the table right next to me. And there was no security around her. At the time, she was Speaker of the House. Now, you know how I feel about Nancy Pelosi politically. I'm going to be very, very clear about that. There was no one around her. There was no security around her at all. I watched her move around the building through the night, and I thought to myself, red flag. Now, listen, you see where I'm going with this. That's the third person. She's third in line for the presidency. No security. Now, everybody said, well, she get what? No. You're missing the point. People in high positions like that deserve security. I don't care who it is. Even my good buddy Paul Ryan, I don't care who it is. They need security, and they did think this one through, apparently, with Steve Scalise, and also on the Democratic side, the same thing. Minority positions have the same situation. They have security around them. Security detail had guns. Apparently, all the congressmen that were out there were unarmed. A soft target, ladies and gentlemen, that's what this man was looking for. Walked up to one member of the Congress moments before the shooting, this individual, and said, are these Republicans out here? He was specifically targeting Republicans. You see, now we've moved on to the politicians. We've gone through the kids. We've gone through the nightclubs. Now we're just going to go on to the politicians. So John Q. Public and now the leadership, and a Republican leadership, I might add. This is what totalitarians do. They go after the politicians. Now, smart politicians would say, you know what? We have a Second Amendment in this country unlike any other country. Let's get all of our citizens armed. Because you know what the left's going to do, like what they're doing in California. Disarming lawful abiding citizens of their guns so that only criminals and the government have, well, in California, I don't know if there's a distinction there. By the way, I want to say a shout out to law enforcement, including the Highway Patrol. You guys have tough jobs with this political environment. Tough jobs. I know how you feel. Had the conversations many, many times. I know how you feel. You have tough jobs right now. But if we have an armed citizenry, these type of assassination attempts on politicians, I don't care if you're a local politician or if you're a politician that's way, way out there as president, you need to have the right to bear arms. And so do the citizens around you. You know, it's a fact. It's an absolute fact. In every community where there's a large amount of guns, through CCW programs, the citizens are not disarmed. It's a safer community. And especially right now because we are at war. I don't care what anybody says. The radicals, you can call them whatever you want to call them, they want to destroy the United States of America. Brought to you by, guess what, that nice little plan, United Nations Agenda 21. It's all part of that, ladies and gentlemen. All part of the radical environmentalism, one world order, one religion, all this stuff. Rothschild, you call it what you want. It's all part of it. They're going after the politicians now. That's the target. Hello? Now, I find it interesting that all this comes out, this assassination attempt comes out on the heels of Jeff Sessions yesterday shooting down, absolutely blowing up in flames the whole Russia probe. There's no need for a Mueller. No need. It's all been a lie from the left. And don't they lie well? Actually, you know, if you take a look at how Comey did, he didn't lie very well the other day. He just, you know, kind of after a while, the lie works against you. And that's what's happened here with Comey. The lie has worked against him. And now, with Sessions getting up there, brutalizing these people with the truth, they're embarrassed. And they should be. But that's, you know, that's the big story. That's what really should be dominating the headlines today, isn't it? But that is not the case. No. That is not the case. What we have is an assassination attempt. And we're going to call it an assassination. That's clearly what it was. I don't know what they're doing in the other media, but people are telling me already. They're not even down. They're downplaying an assassination. It's not an assassination attempt. Really? You have the majority whip of the House of Representatives who's shot by a man with a long gun and also breaks out a pistol later on. Apparently ran out of ammunition. That's not an assassination attempt? Hello? But they're not going to report it that way. No. Nah, nothing to see here. Just move along. Just the casual shooting. It's all about the gun. See, they're going to try and focus it on the gun. They're going to try and focus it on the gun, and they're going to try and say, armed people, doesn't matter if you're a criminal or not. We don't need those guns. There are too many of them. We need to make them illegal. And, of course, that's what they're trying to do like crazy here in California. They're disarming us like crazy, aren't they? That's what their plan is for the rest of the United States. Disarmament. They've got to work through that Second Amendment. They've got to stop that Second Amendment. You see, ladies and gentlemen, this is all about tearing down and blowing up the Constitution for them. Freedom of speech, freedom of religion. Look how they've muzzled the press. Freedom of the press. Freedom of assembly. Oh, we're just going to put you in a nice little... This is your protest zone. You have a free speech zone. Freedom of assembly. You can assemble anywhere in this country. You can go on the street corner and assemble. You don't need a zone to do it in. See, they're trying to break that one down, too. Now, the Second Amendment. We'll move on to the Second Amendment. And, of course, they've been trying to harness that one together and pull that one off and take... Look what happens in Chicago when all the law-abiding citizens don't have weapons. Oh, only the cartels do. The Mexican cartels. You know those people that Jerry Brown likes? Anyway, get yourselves your CCWs. Everybody needs a concealed carry permit. Today, we'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
110.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
He's undoing the U.S. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Cool. And we're going to be joining some of the coverage here periodically, I think, through this hour. The script's gone now. The script is gone for today. it's just one of these news days, and I'm running around protecting the Second Amendment. Your right. Your right to keep and bear arms. That's what we're doing here on Agenda 21 Radio today. Please email me, paul@a21r.com. That's paul@a21r.com. And, of course, our website is agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news, or a21r.com. Support Agenda 21 Radio by supporting our sponsors, Tax Mediation Services, 1-800-711-5095, and also Numana Foods, Numana, numana.com/agenda for all your prepper needs and survival needs. You know, they're just not stopping, ladies and gentlemen. They're just not stopping, and of course they're not. They're going to ramp it up. They're going to do everything. They've got all the playbook out, right? During Obama, we learned what the playbook was. I mean, we went through, 114 mass murders under Obama. Now, it's interesting. Today could have been a big mass murder. Could have been a big mass murder. Except for what? Two guns. There were two guns that stood in the way of a mass murder. This guy could have randomly gone around the baseball field shooting and killing Republicans. That was the target today. But it just so happened that Steve Scalise had his security detailed with him, who had guns, and they fired back. Mass shooting averted. Mass murder averted. With two guns. Yes, the police had them. That's correct. But listen, guys. How many of you that are school administrators out there that are sitting there maybe listening to this radio show, that they're listening to it on the way to work or whatever, or Alexa, Red State Talk Radio, Agenda 21 Radio? This is the slickest thing, I got to tell you. That's kind of giddy. Just say, Alexa, Red State Talk Radio. Alexa, Agenda 21 Radio. And it comes on. I'm speaking. It's amazing. And a lot of people, you have them. I am absolutely amazed at the people who have these Alexa things. We don't get money for Alexa, but you know, we get the programming, and that's a key thing. But it's amazing technology, and I know some people say that they're spying on you. Put the big cup over it or something, so it won't listen to you. Anyway, this mass murder was averted today by a gun, two guns. Wouldn't it have been very interesting if every member of the Republicans that were out there on the field had a gun on them, a concealed carry? I know how difficult that must be to practice baseball with a gun. But if they're targeting Republicans, hello, members of Congress, get guns. Get your own personal gun. Shoot back. Could you imagine that shooter, how many bullet holes that shooter would have in him right now? What kind of a statement would it have made to these radical whoevers that are out there that are doing all this? They're all on the same team, by the way. These shooters, these mass shooters, it's all being done, orchestrated by the same group of folks who want to overthrow this country. It's not an accident. This happened today on the heels of Jeff Sessions. So get what we learned these patterns with Obama. 114 mass murders under Obama's administration. 7 with Ronald Reagan, by the way, in 8 years. That's Mother Jones qualifier. 3 people killed or murdered at an event for a mass murder. 114 under Obama. No one wants to talk about that. 7 with Ronald Reagan. 23 with Bill Clinton. 15 with George Bush, the younger and senior, both of them. So, yeah, who's counting, right? So we've got the routine down. We know anytime there's something that's going to be positive with Trump, there's going to be a negative like a shooting or blowing up a dam. Just a little bit of a diversion, right? Of course, that would have been kind of a big diversion. Had the Oroville Dam gone down, it would have killed maybe a million people. I would have been one of them. It almost came down, too. We were moments away from it coming down. Our lives were spared by a very brave constitutional sheriff with a gun. I support the police having guns. I support lawful, law-abiding citizens with guns. I do not. Listen, I'm not like the lefties who like the fact that criminals can have guns and you can't. Because you are abiding by the law, you're not supposed to have a gun. We're going to punish you. Now, doesn't that sound a little bit criminal to you? When the criminals want to disarm you, doesn't it sound like they want to do something evil to you? And it always works that way, guys. Every single time when the tyrants and the totalitarians or the criminals disarm you, they kill you. That's the way it's working. It's always worked that way. That's why our founding fathers got it. They gave you the God-given rights to carry a gun, to keep and bear arms. This assassination attempt today was an attempt that was thwarted. And it was thwarted because there could have been how many multiple assassinations today of legislators? Politicians, take heed. They're coming after you now. This is part of their plan. This last stuff, going after the kids, killing kids, unarmed kids, that's all over now. Well, they'll probably do it. Or people having a good time in a bar in Orlando. How many people killed that night? How many? And nobody in the bar had a gun. Of course not. Nobody shot back. Because of that mindset, you know, law-abiding citizens shouldn't carry guns. Heck, they shouldn't. They must carry guns. In this country, it should be a mandate that everybody learn how to operate a gun and do so lawfully. Understand how many people with CCWs have committed crimes that, you know, concealed carry weapons? Not many. Not many. Of course, they're going to try and stick that on you. We're going to find out today probably this guy had a CCW, I'll bet you. Because they're going to try it. They're attacking the CCW is what they're doing. Go out and buy a gun, ladies and gentlemen. Learn how to use the gun. Be proficient with the gun. Get a CCW. Protect yourself. Assassination attempt. So Steve Scalise shot today in the thigh. We're getting more information about what was going on there. And in the next segment, we're going to talk about Joel Kotkin. Joel Kotkin, I know very well. We had Joel speak at a conference that I sponsored in Southern California back in 1993. Of all things, it was called the Conference on Tolerance in the 1990s. And Joel Kotkin was a featured speaker. And I'll tell you, I got more play off of his speech out of his, and we videotaped it. I've got the videotape. It's a classic of his presentation. Absolute classic, 1993. That's when before people were recording with, you know, these big bulky cameras that were as big as a tree that you threw up on your shoulder. We put it on a tripod. And he got up and gave just an incredible presentation. And he's got one now that's out in the Orange County Register. He's actually a professor, I believe, now at Chapman University, my alma mater, one of them. And Joel Kotkin has got some very strong words about how California is descending. Joel Kotkin, and again, I have to say that I'm a follower of Joel Kotkin. I haven't been following too much of his stuff, and we don't put too much of it up on the website anymore. We have links to it. Absolutely incredible predictor of the future. He's always right. And he's right about Jerry Brown in California this time. Absolutely 110%. And when I read this stuff to you, you're going to say, Paul, you've been saying that for years. Yeah. We're pretty good predicting around here on Agenda 21 Radio. Kind of happy about that. Get your CCW. Find out where you can get a CCW. Get a gun. Learn about the guns. Train yourself. Be responsible. Be a lawful, law-abiding gun owner. We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
1-1-0.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex. And we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
2-1-1-0.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Yep. Steve Scalise looks like he's doing all right. We're going to join right now a press conference with the police department.
We're here today to give you an update on the incident that occurred this morning here in Alexandria. And let me repeat, if I can, some of the facts that we do know at this point. Before I start, though, I want to say that this incident is not an active incident. The city is safe. We have an active investigation going on for the incident that took place this morning. But I want to reassure the community here in Alexandria that this city is indeed safe. We will continue to work with the investigation as it moves forward. The facts as we have it this morning, again, at 0709, 9 minutes after 7 o'clock, we received a call, a 911 call of an active shooter at Simpson Park here on Monroe in Alexandria. Our units responded and were on scene within 3 minutes. The officers received fire from a suspect, and they returned fire. And that part of the investigation is ongoing as we speak. We came to find out that at this event was a practice session for a baseball team involving some representatives from Congress or some employees from Congress. There were Capitol Police individuals, a contingent on scene, and they also engaged with the subject, and I'll let the chief of the Capitol Police respond to that. The emergency medical personnel that responded to the scene from the Alexandria Fire Department, as well as officers from the Alexandria Police Department, provided treatment to a number of individuals on scene. Those individuals, we know that five of them were transported by public emergency medical sources to hospitals within the area to deal with a variety of injuries and treatment. At this point, the Alexandria Police Department, because this case involves the assault on a federal officer, the Federal Bureau of Investigation will be taking over the investigation. and we welcome our work with the FBI. We are embedded and are assisting the FBI along with other agencies that are trying to deal with this particular scene and this investigation of this incident. That said, I would also like to say our gratitude to the allied agencies that responded to this scene. We had individuals from the Alexandria Sheriff's Department, of course, the Alexandria Fire Department, who were initial response, helped us a great deal in trying to manage this thing. And quite frankly, I couldn't be more proud of the men and women that were involved from the Alexandria Police Department. They did an outstanding job, in my opinion, from what I hear so far. At this point, I'd like to go ahead and introduce Chief Verderosa from the Capitol Police to come up and talk a little bit about their efforts in this area and what they're doing. Chief?
Thank you, Chief. I would like to first start out by thanking the Alexandria Police, Sheriff's Office, Fire Department, the FBI, ATF, and all of our federal law enforcement and local partners who assisted in this response. Certainly, it's a very large response, and it's going to take a while to sort through all of the details. My units of our Dignitary Protection Division were on site with Congressional Protectee when we had when the incident occurred. They did engage in gunfire with the suspect and were assisted by the Alexandria Police. The officers, the United States Capitol Police officers who were injured, are in good condition and have not suffered any life-threatening injuries at this point. As we get more information, we'll be working through the FBI and our local partners with the Alexandria Police to provide more details as they become available. But at this point, I'd like to turn it over to the FBI.
Good morning. Tim Slater. I'm the SAC, the Special Agent in Charge of the Washington Field Office. And I just want to reiterate what the chiefs have said. This is a secure community at this point. It's an active investigation. However, the security of the community is a paramount, and I want to reassure you that that's the case. So we got involved around 9:30 this morning. Initially, we responded with our National Capital Response Squad from the JTTF per our protocol. And they were assisting our state and local partners. Once it was confirmed that we had a member of Congress that was involved in the incident, we have taken the lead. However, this is a joint command, and this is a joint investigation with our state and local partners to include who's been at the microphone already, and our partners from ATF, Alexandria County, and Alexandria the City, and Capitol Police as well. I will take a couple questions in just a second, but I want to turn it over to the governor for a second for a couple comments.
Thank you. Let me, first of all, thoughts and prayers to everybody affected by today's incident. I want to congratulate the effort of the state, local, and federal. We're all here together. Early this morning, state police and VDEM were activated. I want to thank everybody who's involved, but I specifically want to thank all the first responders. I have been told that members of the neighborhood and the community came out to be of assistance. This is truly an extraordinary effort. And I also want to compliment the U.S. Capitol Police for their quick action, and through their heroic efforts and others, they saved a lot of lives today. We do everything we
can
to
keep our community safe. Okay, well, everybody's you know, just, I don't like that. You know, I've stood at these things. I get how this all works out, you know, and everybody wants to congratulate everybody. Why? I don't want to hear that. The FBI guy is totally appropriate. Everybody else, I want to congratulate everybody for all the great job. That's what they get paid for, number one. And, you know, this is an active situation. Where's the investigation? We want answers as a public. We don't want to. And listen, I support. I've been a first responder. I get all that. But, you know, this is not the time and place for it. That's my point. There is a time and place for this. But the heroic action of those two officers and the people around it, that's great. Let's celebrate that, but let's get on with the investigation. That's what we want to hear about.
Information, it is said that there may be a tentative ID, even if you can't say, or specifics. Are you beginning to narrow down on the identity of the shooter?
Yes, we are.
Sir, was this an assassination attempt? Was this an assassination attempt?
Do you know who he is?
No, it's not an assassination attempt.
Do you know who he is?
We're still working on it.
It's not an assassination attempt? But he called it.
Former military.
Will not confirm that. No, sir.
Are you certain members of Congress were being targeted, though? Was this an intentional attack on
Too early to tell if they were targeted or not.
Well, can you tell us about whether anyone has suffered life-threatening injuries and can tell us about the condition?
Don't know. Everybody was transported to hospital and is receiving medical treatment. Just don't know about the life-threatening or not.
What kind of member of Congress said that the shooter asked, are these Republicans or Democrats? Can you say yet whether you think there is a political motivation?
No, not aware of that at all.
Well, can I give information on the weapons?
No information on the weapons.
You are, though. That's exactly right. The shooter was asking, Republicans or Democrats?
Assassination? I don't know any of those facts, right? It's too early to say one way or the other.
Can you give us the condition of the suspect? The suspect was taken to the hospital. Do you know his condition and also the general condition of the officers who were shot?
I think the officers are doing better. I'm not sure about the suspect at this time.
Is there any
suspect talking to law enforcement?
Say again?
Is there any information on
those? No, ma'am. Not at this point.
The point was that the Capitol Police officers, the security detail, was here with Congressman Scalise in this incident. Can you just give us a sense of the importance of the fact that there were armed officers on the scene when this started?
Members of a dignitary protection, yes, they were here as a protection team.
And the difference it made?
I'm sure it made a significant difference.
Sir, is that suspect talking to you at this point? Is he cooperating? Is he explaining?
I do not know the answer to that.
The security detail, were they Secret Service or Capitol Police?
Suspect's house, is there anywhere else this investigation's taking place?
We have secured the scene, and we're getting through the logical investigative steps at this point as far as cars.
You had said you don't think this is an assassination attempt, and yet it would appear that members of Congress were targeted.
No, I did not say that. What I said is that we are not sure at this moment. It's still early on in the investigation, and we're working through it.
Is your suspect a local man, or is he from elsewhere?
Do not know yet.
Don't know even if he's from the region?
No, ma'am.
Can you clarify among the five?
Say again?
Do you know if the suspect approached lawmakers in the parking lot and asked whether or not they were Republican or Democratic?
I'm not aware of that, no, ma'am.
Sir, you said earlier that it wasn't an assassination. Can you just clarify for us? Was it?
Okay, I will. If I said that, I misspoke. It's too early in the investigation to say one way or the other.
Can you confirm his appearance? That there's some reports that he had white hair, others that he had dark hair. Can you just tell us what his ID, what he looked like?
No, I'm not aware of what his appearance looks like.
Just a last couple questions.
Later, given the fact you've laid out, obviously, how much you don't know at this point, how much you're investigating,
right.
How, with all due respect, can you and the chief and the governor say that if you don't know that the community is safe and this area is safe, how can you rule out, sir, that there is not a broader threat situation?
From the early on in the investigation where we are right now, we think we have a really good handle on it. We just want to run out a couple details before we confirm other additional stuff.
Sir, can you
fair
talk
enough?
About the weapon and whether there was more than one?
I cannot. No, ma'am.
Can we ask the Capitol Hill Police Chief?
I do not know the kind.
Well, we got the music coming up. We're going to come back from the break. Doesn't look like there's too much going on there. The FBI guys clueless at this point. And, you know, listen, it's early on in the event. I'm not blaming him. They just don't have all the facts yet. They probably haven't talked to those people yet. We have, and you know about it. You're ahead of the game. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price? Guaranteed. Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of
attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're following what's going on. Massacre averted, the headlines are saying now. Massacre averted by a gun. This is from Fox News. This is a story that they've written up here. It says, massacre averted. Rand Paul describes scene at baseball field. All right, let's dig down into some of this. I know the show is just not going to be the show is going to be today. For obvious reasons, we're under attack. And this is how they do it. Terrorism, one little slash at a time. Now we're going to get Rand Paul and his little clip. They've got a clip here. It's a couple minutes long. And he's going to describe the scene. He was there taking batting practice, I guess. You know, men will be men, right? Boys will be boys. Field of dreams and all that. What a great way to do it, actually. I think that's a great bipartisan effort to play a game against one another. Baseball game. They need to do stuff like that, don't you think? Keep themselves a little occupied. I guess after today, it's a game changer today, though. Massacre averted.
Now here is Fox's Garrett Tenney. And Garrett, where are you, and what do you have for us now?
Well, Bill and Shannon, we are just at the outfield of the baseball field where this shooting happened, and you heard Senator Rand Paul say earlier that if it weren't for the Capitol Hill police, that this scene would have been a massacre, and I want to show you in part why that is. Here at the baseball field, we see two gates that are opened over here by the first base dugout. Now, across the entire field, the rest of this is fenced in. So when you hear about the reports of the gunman, from what we've heard, it was a chaotic scene going on for nearly 10 minutes trying to figure out where this shooter was at first initially, and then trying to figure out where they should go. And you've heard congressmen report they were told to get down on the ground, because you can see this is wide open field. There's simply nowhere for them to run and go. As this scene played out, 50 to 60 gunshots is what we've heard. And these gunshots, they appear to be going all over the place. About half an hour ago, I was across the street over by a coffee shop. You have the first base dugout here, a parking lot, there's a dog park there, and then a street and a coffee shop. There's some cars parked along the street there. I saw a window, couple windows of one vehicle that were shot out. Police tape was all around there. Police were being very careful to make sure people didn't walk along there, as they were looking for any pieces of evidence that could help them piece together exactly.
Wide open field. Wide open field, ladies and gentlemen. Wide open field. We're going to get Rand Paul's comments here in a second, but wide open field. Baseball field. Guys just out there shooting, apparently coming from the bushes alongside the field initially, and then people couldn't figure out what was going on. This goes on for 10 minutes. They couldn't get a target acquisition on the guy. that's basically what was going on as this thing was being looked at. And Rand Paul, I believe, will be up next. We're trying to get the whole thing squared away with Rand Paul here so we can get his comments because he was right in the mix of the whole thing. Here we go.
Let's bring in Senator Rand Paul right now. Senator Paul, thanks so much for joining us. Of course, you with the medical background, you could have been a great help. What could you tell us? Where were you when the shooting happened?
I was in the right field batting cage outside of the field, and the first thing we heard was a loud gunshot. And, you know, I grew up in the South, so it wasn't that uncommon to hear like a shotgun go off, a random shotgun. And then we got to thinking, well, gosh, we're not really in the South and we're actually in the city. But then before we could think too much, but nobody really dove for the dirt with the first shot.
Yeah.
The first shot, there was a couple of seconds, but then there was a succession of maybe 5 or 10 shots in a row, and people began to drop. Representative Scalise was out at second base, probably about 50 yards from me. But there was in between he and I about a 10-foot fence, so there was no way for me to get to where he was. And it was also sort of a killing field. It was wide open with an AR-15. Then there's probably a burst of 50 to 60 shots.
Why do you say it's an AR-15?
It's just people said the sound of it sounded like it, and it did appear that he had a rifle. But
so you saw the gunman?
Vaguely. I'm probably 75 yards. I was lucky in the sense that I had just been at home plate taking batting practice, and I was walking out, and sometimes Jeff Flake goes home with me, and he said, can I have a ride? And I said, yeah, I'm going to do one more turn in the batting cage. So I went to the batting cage, which turns out to be the farthest point from where the shooter was. Mm-hmm. I was 20 steps from him, but I was just the luck of happenstance. I happened to be walking away, and it was at the farthest point. So when the gunshots came in rapid succession, there was a big oak tree right behind the batting cage. I thought the shots were coming from the third base side, but it took, you know, another 10 or 20 shots until I could, and then I was still guessing that they were coming from that side. I didn't know which side of the tree to stand on.
Wow.
And so inside the right field fence, there a couple of staffers have raced around the track, but there's a 20-foot fence. I can't get to them. They can't get to me. But at some point, you've got to decide whether to stay, and if the gunman advances, you have no chance, or you got to run. So one of the staffers quickly climbed in about 2 seconds, climbed the 20-foot fence, hopped down beside me, and we're behind the tree. Still gunshots are, you know, ringing out. Representative Scalise goes down. We can see him, but we can't get to him because really nobody could get to him until the gunman was brought down. There's probably 5 or 10 congressmen hunkering down in the first base dugout. The gunman's in the third behind the third base dugout.
And where was Mr. Scalise's security detail?
They're usually in a black SUV somewhere around the field. And so at this point, the gunman's reloading. There's probably been 50 or 60 shots. We can't really see him that well, but my gut feeling was I've got to decide to stay or run. And at this point, I think he's advancing towards us. People are moving behind different buildings. Most everybody's closer to the gunman than I am. I'm at a distant point, but the staffer that made it over the fence, we're trying to decide to stay or go. And at this point, you know, the Capitol Police began returning fire. I do believe that without the Capitol Hill Police, it would have been a massacre. We had no defense.
Senator,
we had no defense at all.
Do you have security?
I think it's best not to talk about it. I think we're lucky that Scalise was there because this was his security detail.
Yeah, his security detail saved the two guns. Of course, they were sitting in the black van. Something to think about. Could you imagine if they'd had everybody had a gun? Everybody had it? I like his comment. It sounded like an AR-15. I don't think he knows what an AR-15 sounds like. Just my thoughts. Sounds like it. We'll be back.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Do you take Viagra? Are you tired of overpaying for your pills? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results of Viagra for less than $2 per pill. And again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of Viagra. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-297-6668 to get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this. So call 800-297-6668 now.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is your day. This is your celebration. And this, the United States of America, is your country.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Yeah, a lot of things going on. Got the situation with the assassination attempt of a representative. I mean, it's just the circumstantial evidence just tells you this is an assassination attempt. And some of the stuff you're hearing in the media right now, it's a media disconnect, I think, or a disconnect for law enforcement to come out and say it's an assassination attempt to some degree. But what you're finding out is the news and information before they can actually digest it over there with the police department. And it's clear, in my opinion, this is an assassination attempt. I'm going to call it that. That's the way it is. I think I have enough evidence to say, in my opinion, this is an assassination attempt. The shooter walks up to a member of the House and says, are these Republicans or Democrats? Finds out they're Republicans. Goes and gets a gun and then starts shooting at the Republicans. Steve Scalise, member of the House, he's the majority whip, has a security detail there. He is shot. He's laying at the second base area of the baseball field on the infield. Shooter continues to shoot, according to Rand Paul, shooting off at least 50 rounds. Finally, somebody responds, the detail, security detail for Steve Scalise responds and returns fire and shoots him. 10 minutes police, their response, they say three. People at the scene say 10 minutes. More controversy. And what are they doing? They're blaming the gun, of course. The AR-15, we don't even know if that. Go out and buy guns. Learn about the guns. Be lawful citizens with guns. Stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.